honeybees are having a pretty tough time. Their numbers are plummeting here in the United States and elsewhere. Bees are crucial because they pollinate about 80% of our fruit and vegetable crops. And yet modern agriculture is proving especially harmful to bees. The European Union is calling on its members to create safe havens for the insects. A grassroots movement is also underway to save them. It's called urban beekeeping. The World's Jerry Hatton met some of the urban beekeepers and their bees in Frankfurt, Germany.
You wouldn't know it strolling past Frankfurt's modern art museum, but high up on the roof, above the paintings and the sculptures, live some 30,000 Apis mellifera, or European honeybees. The bees live in small wooden boxes and belong to a young urban beekeeper named Andreas Wolf.
During winter, you have approximately 10 to 15,000 single bees in one colony. And, of course, bees are dying over the winter. But the population should be okay.
It's cold on this late winter day. Wolf's bees are huddled together for warmth. But in just a few weeks, they'll be buzzing about the city, feasting on urban flora.
That's the strange situation, that very often you find the better conditions for bees in the cities than on the countryside.
That's because the countryside has changed dramatically in recent years. Forests and flowering meadows are disappearing. Farms have grown huge and specialized, often in just one crop. That's bad for bees, Wolf explains.
You have huge fields where you only find monoculture, and if it is blooming for one time, then it's okay for the bees. But after the blooming, this is a desert for bees.
By contrast, the city of Frankfurt is abloom for 6 uninterrupted months a year. Between the well-watered parks and cemeteries and the countless potted petunias hanging from balconies, this urban jungle is bee heaven. That's a cause for hope as bee populations decline across the continent. The number of commercial colonies in Germany has dropped 40% since 1991, according to the German Beekeepers Association. Beekeepers in Italy and Spain report similar losses. Scientists who study bees suspect a variety of reasons for their decline. Besides monoculture farming, viruses and parasites have decimated hives here and in the U.S. Global warming may be a factor as well. And then there are pesticides. On the outskirts of Frankfurt, Bernd Grunewald directs the Bee Research Institute. Grunewald says honeybees are sometimes killed by pesticides meant to target other insects, but he says that's not the only problem.
The second thing is that there are even sublethal doses that the bee can take into their hive, and that may weaken the foraging power that they have, the number of foragers that are there, because they're getting sick, and then they may not return to the hive as good as they would.
That means less food makes it back home to keep the queen and the colony alive. Grunewald says pesticide-free cities make for excellent bee refuges. Another bonus, he says, bees don't retain typical urban toxins, for example, from car exhaust. In other words, the honey they produce downtown is clean. But promoting beekeeping in cities can be a tough sell, says Florian Haas, an urban bee activist.
Everybody speaks about the bee dying, but we have this dying of beekeepers too here.
The average German beekeeper today is over 70 years old, Haas says. That's because international competition has cut the price of honey. So Haas is trying to promote urban beekeeping, not as a source of cash, but as something, well, cool. He spends his days in a small downtown Frankfurt building, painted yellow and black, like a giant bee. It's the headquarters of a bee awareness project aimed at young people. Haas says it's working. Today, Frankfurt has about 80%. Every month, more are signing up.
Now, more and more people understand that there are so many different aspects. You have your own honey. You can even sell it. You have to do with animals, with wild animals. It has an aspect of meditation. If you work on the hives, it's very silent, or you hear the sound of the bees.
Haas loves the buzz of bees, even though the first time he got stung, he fainted.
I felt a little bit sleepy, and it was not a bad feeling, but it was just, I dropped away.
Turns out Haas is allergic to bees. So is Andreas Wolf, who along with Haas keeps the hives here on the roof of the art museum. Both go to the hospital regularly for what they call desensitization treatments. Back at the Bee Research Institute, Bernd Grunewald stands inside a mesh enclosure, checking a hive kept in warm, humid conditions all winter. These bees are wide awake, buzzing all around a reporter and his trembling microphone. But Grünewald says there's little to worry about. Bees in this part of Europe, he says, rarely attack people.
Basically, what you see outside in Central Europe is already a bred honeybee, which is bred for gentleness, honey production, and breeding success. So that's not a wild bee anymore. This is very soft, gentle, nice bees.
So people and bees can coexist in crowded cities, at least in the north. But in southern Europe, the Mediterranean honeybee is decidedly more aggressive, which is part of the reason why urban beekeeping is not catching on there. Indeed, urban hives by themselves are not enough to counter bee losses across the continent. But the European Union has a plan that it hopes will help. It's calling on member states to set aside bee sanctuaries, up to 2% of farmlands, fields left to flower naturally. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Frankfurt, Germany.